Once again, we're happy to see you. Now, yesterday, I preached from, if you got the slides, maybe you can just run through the slides. I preached from Numbers, the sixth chapter. Numbers, just roll it. Numbers, the sixth chapter, verses 23 and 24. Okay? And this morning, I am prepared to preach this. But as I'm preparing to preach this, the Lord then began to speak to me and said, now put that message on hold. Okay, put this message on hold. And I want you to preach what I told you a few minutes ago. He told me, okay? And okay, so I'm going to preach that. Is that all right with you guys? A couple of minutes, and then then Jonathan will come. Then we will serve communion. Is that all right? Are we happy with that? Okay. Now, one of the things that the Lord asked me as I was entering into 2023, you know, I was not here. I was in faraway land. Okay. As I was entering to 2023, the question he asked me is this. Will you continue to please me? That's the question he asked me. Will you continue to please me? Of course, my answer is yes. You know, because I love him, number one. Number two, I have no choice. Right? I said yes. And I just pondered over the message, the word. And then I just realized God has given us a real space. Everybody say space to please Him. Really. If I would choose a text, Rebecca, you want me to be a master? Okay. Now, if I would choose a text for this message this morning, I'll pick it up from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, verse 9. Paul says this. He says, therefore, we make it our aim. Everybody say aim. Tujuan. Okay, focus. We make it our aim, whether present or absent, publicly or privately, in my public life or private life, to be well-pleasing to Him. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Right? Isn't that wonderful? And then Paul goes on and says, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 10, he says, do I persuade man or God? Do I persuade man or God? In other words, do I stress man's relationship or God's relationship? Or do I seek to please man? Okay, right? Are you there? For if I still please man, I will not be a servant of God. I cannot be a man and woman of God if I don't please God. There are only two entities that we can play. Please, number one, please man or please yourself. Nobody in this building will want to please the devil. Anybody? I'll be shocked. Then I have to pray for deliverance. Okay? Right or wrong? Either you please man or please yourself. If the Lord were to ask you this question today, what would be your answer be? Are you here with me? Everybody look at me, please. As we begin this year, let's return to God pleasing Him. It's a win-win situation. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Whatever you have been pleasing all this while, whoever you have been pleasing all this while, this morning, it is time to return to God to please Him. Put your hands together and give Jesus the glory. There's always a tendency for me as a man of God, as a pastor, to please ministry, which is wrong. Everybody say, which is wrong. Come on. Now, I said, come. You're coming, just coming or what? Okay. Of all person, huh? I'll come to you in a short while. Now look at me, please. Everybody look at me. Okay. And God is not a non-loving person. He has given us a space to please him. Are you here with me? You may be weak in one area. While you're building that area, you got other places to please God. Isn't it wonderful? You believe that? Say amen. Amen. Come on. Are you here with me or not? Come on. I want to hear your voice. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Number one. The one factor that will really please God is your faith. Your faith. Come on. Let me go from there. Your faith. Your faith really pleases God. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe he is, and he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. I'm sure it is faith that brought you to the house of God. Come on, isn't it true? It is faith that brought you to God. So let's start from the area that is big, that's already in you. You know, it's faith, right? You know, and he is the rewarder of those who seek him diligently. Isn't that wonderful? Faith. Every one of us have got a measure of faith. Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 3 tells us, do not estimate yourself more than you ought to estimate, but estimate yourself according to the measure of faith that you have received. Come on, somebody say amen, please. James, good to see you, James. 1,000 years ago. You're laughing, dear friend. Come on, look at me, please. Everybody look at me. Isn't that wonderful? Faith. And the Bible tells us very clearly in Romans 14. Romans 14 and verse 23. Anything that's not of faith is a sin. Anything that's not of faith is a sin. Are you here with me? Okay, number two, very quickly. Number two, what is the other area that I can please God? That I can earn a reward in heaven? Number two, obedience pleases God. My greatest struggle is obedience. Really, honestly, my greatest, don't look at me as though I'm living in sin, okay? My greatest struggle is obedience. But all these aspects that I'm going to share with you is only possible through the grace of God, not through your effort. Remember, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15:10, I am who I am is because of the grace of God. And the grace of God in my life was not in vain. I worked harder than any one of you that the grace may be made profitable. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Obedience. The Bible tells us, look at me. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. You shall eat the good of the plan of God. Willing and obedient, come on. Somebody say amen, please. We struggle. Every one of us have got pockets of disobedience. And as we enter into 2023, we want to just deal with them with the help of God one by one. Can we do that? Delayed obedience. Reluctant obedience, partial obedience, duty-bound obedience. But God wants absolute obedience. 1 Samuel 1 Samuel 15 and verse 22 says, obedience is better than sacrifice. Isn't that wonderful? Come on, are you here with me? And your obedience is only possible through the grace of God. It's very natural for us not to obey God. Number three, what brings obedience? When you don't please the flesh. Flesh. Everybody say flesh. Dugging. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 8. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. You know, those who are in the flesh. What is the flesh? What is the flesh? The flesh is the lust of the eyes, the pride of the world, and the lust of the flesh. It could be envy. It could be strife. It could be division. It could be anger. It could be jealousy. It could be dissension. It could be fits of rages. It could be immorality. It could be adultery. It can be fornication. It could be whatever, lesbianism. It could be homosexuality. What else in the world now today? Everything, you know, you name it, no? Flesh. Everybody say flesh. So don't flush your flesh. That's it. Yeah, serious. Okay? Your habits want you to flush the flesh. Flush your spirit. Come on, somebody say amen, please. Are you here with me? Don't be dirty in your mind, okay, Ivy? I'm talking about character, okay? Ivy, what do you think I'm saying, huh? To the pure, all things are pure, okay? Okay, maybe pearly, I think. Okay, come on. Somebody say amen, please. The fourth area that God has given to us that we can please Him is our action in love. Okay? Now, let's look at Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verse 14 and 15. Hebrew, the 13th chapter, verse 15 and 16. Sorry. Now everybody look at this. Therefore, by him let us... Is the mic okay? Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, right? What is that? Louder? No. I think it's loud. It's good, huh? Okay. And giving thanks to his name. Look at verse 16. But do not. Everybody say, do not. What do you say, do not? In Mandarin. Poo. Poo yao. Yawa, Mr. Yao. Do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased. Look at that. Huh? What is this? I think it could be the fruit of your lips, but here it says, do good and to share. Is that wonderful? Come on. Are you here with me? Now, I'm going to come to a conclusion in a short while. Jonathan, get ready. You know what? The reason why today God is pleased with Pusat Kabajikan Calvary, with all the 24 homes, is because we are doing God's goodness to people who need the good, and we share. Are you here with me? A short testimony. Year end, we give, not bonuses, we give love offering to all. Why the door is open? Hello? Can we close the door? Where's Pastor Boy? Huh? Okay, sorry. You know what? It will come for everybody gets a handsome gift. Okay? I think thousand what? Huh? Thousand two. Okay. Everybody, I'm just asking one of the staff. And we calculated it would come to 51,000. That's besides our expenditure. Okay? While we have the money, We thank God that we're wanting to give to them because these guys are 24 hours working. And while we are just, yeah, true, they're all 24 hours. You know, their job is a very stressful job, okay? And you know what? Well, we are preparing to, I already signed, you know, and want to give. We receive 50,000, 50,000 US dollar. See, money make everybody clap, huh? You forgot the reason why it happened. Because we do good and share. So therefore, as I close this message, let it be our aim to be well-pleasing to God. Let it be our aim throughout year 2023 that we will please God, like David declared in Psalms 40 and verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O God, because I kept your word in my heart. Is it very cold, Dr. Manush? Okay, are you okay? Okay. So let's make it our aim. How many of you will do that? Can I hear amen from you? You know what? 2 Corinthians 5:9, Paul says, I want to be well-pleasing to God. Why? If you read the subsequent verses 10 and 11, you know what Paul says? Every one of us have to one day stand before the throne of God. And that's called the Bema judgment, the believer's judgment. Terrence, you can get up with that. You know what? We have to stand before the Bema judgment. It's a believer's judgment. Our sins are forgiven. But that's where we will begin to give an account for our attitude, for our works and our action. You know, are you here with me? Go back and read. So therefore, let's return to pleasing God this year. Father, I just pray for everyone. Let us, Lord, help us to make it an aim to please you, to please you, to please you at all time. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said, amen. God bless you, Jonathan, as you come.
Amen. Isn't that awesome? Wow. How many of you feel the presence of God? Amen. Thank you, Lord. The rest are feeling in different ways, I think. I think I'm just gonna bring in some thoughts with what God is speaking to us tonight, this morning. In line with pleasing God, I think there's something the devil was looking at Jesus that only the Father can give Jesus. Okay, let me establish this a little bit. In Matthew chapter 4, if you look at this, Jesus came after he fasted 40 days. He was hungry. He was thirsty. And in one of his most vulnerable moments, that enemy came to him and asked him, something that Jesus decided only the Father can give him. If you look at the scripture, it says he came to Jesus and he said, Jesus, if you're a son of God, turn this stone into bread. I love what Jesus responded. I just want to pick up a few things about Jesus and one other person that we're going to pray. And what Jesus said is powerful, and it's, I think, something that we as believers that we need to uphold this very attitude of heart, I would say, in pleasing the Lord. Jesus said, you know, this powerful, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the Father. If you and I want to please God, we need to know where our source comes from. We want to please God, we have to really know that everything outside the Father, everything outside God, it doesn't please Him. Does this make sense? Anything that outside your relationship with Jesus, your relationship with God, it's not worth it. It's not worth it because if you look at another scripture, he looks for Jesus. The enemy was looking for another thing from Jesus. This was looking for Jesus. I know you. You know you have all this thing. You're going to be a king. But I ask you for one thing. Can you just worship me for a second? Worship me for a second. Jesus said, no, I can't do that. Why? Because Jesus knew that he only came to please the Father. My friend, this morning, like God wants us to walk in a such a way of pleasing. I don't know any other thoughts that would actually propel or posture your heart to please Him more than a heart of worship. A heart of worship. worship pleases God, your expression of worship, your expression of worship pleases the heart of the Father. You look this in John, the book of John. John wrote this about this woman. You know, he wrote Mary of the Bethany. You know, wrote about this very lady that, you know, when everyone was focused on what Jesus can give, she came to that room and she broke open the most expensive alabaster box and she poured out the oil on the feet of Jesus with the tears on her eyes, with, you know, losing her dignity as a woman in that room. She just wiped her feet and of Jesus and began to prepare him for his death. And, you know, and Judas looked at him, and Judas looked at Jesus. Jesus, if we could have used this, we could have made so much money for our ministry. And then Jesus looked at him and said, no, you have no idea what she's doing. She's pleasing the heart of the Father. She's pleasing the heart of the Father. And Jesus said, whenever you preach about this, everywhere that you know, whenever people remember this, the gospel will be preached. Jesus gave such a reverence and kind of recognizing this woman, you know, of her attitude of worship towards Jesus. And you see this in the life of David. I'll make a point. David was a king. He was reigning in one of the prime time of his life, right? Prime time of his life. And he heard that the Ark of Covenant is coming back to Israel. How many of you know that story? The Ark of Covenant, you have never seen. David have never seen the Ark of Covenant. Ark of Covenant, you know, it's a place where the presence of God rests. Years that Ark of Covenant coming back. For over years, you have never seen. And he now is walking the Ark of Covenant coming back to the land of Israel. This is what David did. He went before the presence of the Lord. He began to dance before the Lord. Nobody told him that he should dance. It was not part of the law that you should dance or you should celebrate the presence of God. He wasn't fun. But David, this is what David did. He began to please God. And he danced until his clothes comes out. Jared, I don't know. Like, you know, he's a worship leader and all his clothes coming out. Everybody's looking around him and they go like, can this be really a king? And then a wife looks from the far and she goes like, I married the wrong person. And she began to, you know, make fun of David. This is what happened. David was pleasing God until until everything was just so vulnerable for him, right? He was pleasing God. Here's what happens, church. You know, when you worship God from your heart, when God is pleased, worship will always look like a bit crazy for someone else that's not in love with him. Your worship pleases the Father. Your heart of worship. And sometimes when we talk about worship, I'm not talking about just coming to church. I'm not just talking about the four songs we sing. Worship is an attitude. It's an instinct that of yours, that whatever you do, wherever you go, you are a living sacrifice unto Him. At any given moment, if we are not worshiping God, we are worshiping something else. At any given moment, if you are not living a life that's connected to please God, we are pleasing something else. That's what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6. He said, where your treasure is, that's where your... Come on, say it out, church. Come on. That's where your heart is. In other words, what do you focus on? What do you make room for? What do you focus on? Be that God, be that your problem, be that your failure, whatever it is, anything else that gets magnified in your life. With what Pastor Rajan was sharing, you know, pleasing God. I want you to know that one of the biggest ways, I think for me personally, just when everything else fails, just worship God. Just worship the Lord. Just worship the Pastor, what are you saying? Like we need to do this, we need to do that. I know. But, you know, when you worship the Lord, everything will be taken care of. Why? Your answer is in the presence of God. His presence. His presence. And our responsibility as a believer, we are looking to please God. Sometimes when we want to look, please God, right? We beat ourselves. I must do this, 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 this. Let me tell you something, church. How much of our righteousness can add up to God's love for us? How much of our, you know, we doing stuff can change His mind? His love for us. The other day, I was just spending time with the Lord. This thought just came to my mind. I felt the Lord was saying, Johnny, do you know that I'm not distracted? When God thinks about us, God is not distracted. He's totally focused on us. If you are not sure about this, let me tell you something. God has been pursuing us. From the beginning of our foundation of the world, God has been pursuing us. For what? So He can have a solid relationship. He can have a union with you. He can have a union with you. What happens when you posture your heart to worship? And what happens is you begin to develop a union with God. You begin to develop a union with God. Your heart becomes one with Him, a part of Him. That's what 1 Peter chapter 1, it says, you know, you become a partaker of God's divine nature, part of Him. When you walk in intimacy, in the love of God, when you know that you are pleased by God, you are pleasing God, what happens is there's an impartation that happens inside of you. When He gets nearer, when you know that He's near to you, you are pleased by the Father and the Father's pleased by you, what happens is we become more like Him. How many of you want to become like Jesus? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's the place I think that we want to nail before we take our communion. That you know, God's invitation for you is that you will please Him by just totally surrendering your life to Him. Like that woman, she came and she said, doesn't matter how much the cost. Worship will cost you something, my friend. Relationship with Jesus will cost you something. I wrote down before I came this morning, I just felt like, you know, this thought, just listen to this thought. He says, Jesus is worthy of everything that you're afraid of losing. Jesus is worthy of everything. He's so worth it. It's so worth it. 2023, we cannot be on the fence between the world and the kingdom of God. We cannot. 2023, we cannot be in a place like, I am not sure, Pastor, I want to be totally in or out. But you know why? God is looking 100% worshipers. God is looking your 100% yes. Whatever God is asking you to do, or whatever God is propelling you to, He's looking for 100%. Why? You know, God is about to move powerfully in our church, in our city, in our nation. God needs some radical, renewed people in the body of Christ. Amen. And God is inviting. There's an invitation. There's an invitation from the Lord this morning for us to lean in and say, God, I'm going to be that person that please you, Lord. I'm just going to be pleasing you. I was just thinking, when we were sinner, right, how much we were doing things that wasn't pleasing to God. 100%, we give 100%, you know, nobody was looking. 100%, right? You do this, do that, you know, and we feel, you know, like when we, you know, Romans 5, right, when, you know, when we were in our ignorance, we gave so much time, space to do the works of the unrighteousness. How much more in the kingdom, the body of Christ, how much more can we give to God? How much more we should, on the other side, we should be giving more to God. And here's what I'm being convinced again and again. If you want to see a maximum benefit of the kingdom of God, of pleasing God, you have to be maximum in your commitment to Jesus. God is looking, God is inviting, God is wanting the church to be in a radical obedience to please Him by renewing your radical passion for His heart. Worship. and all other things we talk about. A radical Lord, you know what? I'm giving more this year, 2023. I'm not going to hold back my time. I'm not going to hold back my space. I'm not going to hold back my leadership. I'm not going to hold back my prayer meetings. I'm not going to hold back my worship unto you. I am all in, God. I'm all in. The other day, I'll be super honest with you. Since Pastor Rajan was being honest with you as well. I was suddenly in December, I'll be honest with you. December, I thought, you know, my appetite for Netflix increased. I never had it before. But suddenly I felt like I'm just watching series for 2 hours, 3 hours. I'm like, then as it became pattern, I was like, then I stopped. And I was like, what's going on? What's going on? It's like, God, what's going on here? I'm not saying Netflix is bad, okay? But just for my lifestyle, like, I don't really... I'm like, 3 hours of Netflix, I didn't complain. I watch, the Money Heist, the Korean one, no. I'm like that person, if I watch a series, must finish. I cannot be like, I don't know what, I must finish, must know everything, finish. The Korean one is quite crazy, actually. Anyways... So as you know, just example, I was like, hey, where's my appetite? Huh? How come I have appetite for this and other shows? But I wasn't actually I wasn't actually so much into the word. Like, it's not a condemnation or guilt, or whatever. It's just like a sobering thing. God, I need and I had a habit of looking at my Instagram. I know I love media and whatever. Just Instagram, nothing bad with Instagram, whatever. But I'm like, God, my attention is being shed somewhere else. Then I realized James chapter 4, verse 4 and 5 says, the Holy Spirit is jealous of you. You know, look at the scripture. The Holy Spirit is so jealous of you. That's why God, when God says don't sin, right? When God says don't commit adultery, don't lie. How many of you like to lie? Don't put up your hand. How many of you like to commit adultery? Not in this church. How many of you know? You know why God is saying don't do all this thing? Not because you can be a religious person, but because He's fighting for you. He's fighting in love for you. He's jealously. God is jealous over His bride. Kevin, do you know that God is jealous over your heart? That's why He comes and He brings direction. He brings correction. He chastens. Why? Not because that He got nothing to do. He's a God. Because He wanted to serve, whatever. All that happens. But God is jealous of His bride. God is jealous. What would it look like? I don't know. Like, I don't want to mention name. If you realize that your spouse is just talking to somebody else all night. As hard it is, right? Or you drink a water, right, full of mud. You drink, I mean, like, this is compromise. This cannot be. When did the church lose the purity of the bride? God is jealous of your heart, brother. God is jealous of us. That's why certain things you and I cannot do. That's why we cannot be here or the other side. That's what God says. Either you're cold or you're cold, you're warm or warm. You choose. You choose. Why? When you choose, whatever you choose, God will honor. God's not going to force you. How many of you know, gospel is an invitation. God doesn't force you. If God forced us to love Him, He wouldn't have put the tree of good and bad at the same time. If I were God, which I'm not, right? And I would have just put all good, you know, make sure everything is good. Why? I wouldn't have given choice for mankind to choose. Why? I want them to do a certain way, the one I want. But love gives choice. Love is a choice. In the attitude of we pleasing God, will you choose Jesus again and again and again? Will you choose Him, the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Certain things that we cannot have in our life. I don't know, like I'm just, God is so jealous. God is so passionate about you. So when December, God said, like, I felt like, oh, why am I so much? And I realized my heart had been yearning for more of Him. Psalm 63, Lord, earnestly I seek You. That's the place where you start. You start a journey of pleasing God. When you say, God, I yearn for You, Lord. I want to please You. I seek You, God. That's the attitude of union, of worship that we start from. When you start from that, my friend, everything else, when you go into that place of, Lord, I seek You, I want You, God. I desperately want You more than ever. I tell you what, we'll walk in such a focus and conviction of the Holy Spirit in your life. Amen. Does this make sense to you? So we got to decide in 2023, either you want to be cold or you want to be warm. And how do I develop this pleasing God? Look for someone that's in your circle that you know pleasing God and hang out with them. I'm talking about community. How do I know that you are pleasing God? Your work shows. Your heart shows. How do I grow in this pleasing God? Come back to the heart of worship. Come back to a place of worship. Wherever there's worship, that's where you should be. I want to be. How much we were spending time in the world drinking. I mean, just saying, you know, metaphor. Drinking and doing all those stuff. We give our time and space for that. This year, we have to make a decision. God, I want to be where the presence of God is, which is in the gathering of His saints. I believe that will please God's heart. Amen. As much as God is jealous over you, will you be jealous of your heart, your relationship with God? Will you be jealous? Will you be jealously God that against offense, against whatever, God, I want to make sure, Lord, this is like a respond to His jealousy over you. I pray that you'll pray now as we're gonna transition to communion. I want you to pray this prayer, Lord. Put that jealousy of you, which is God jealous, is not a negative jealous like some of us, not. God jealous is God's fighting for you, for your righteousness, for your well-being. That you will not have idol in your life. God doesn't want any part of the devil in your life. No, that's not God's heart. The God does. That's why when they came to take Jesus in the garden, you know what Jesus said? They're looking for something, but they have nothing they're looking for. They couldn't find anything in Jesus. Why? Jesus was absolutely after the Father, and the Father was after Him. That's why you and I are called to be at. You and I, we need to fight for a connection with the Father. We need to fight for, you need to please God. But this is not a wrong fighting. This is a fight of love. And I believe God is inviting us this morning. Amen. Why don't you stand to your feet? Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to lift your hands towards heaven. I just don't want to go through emotion this morning, you know, whatever. But I want you to make wherever you're standing right now, make an altar of worship. Can you do that? Come on. Before we take communion, before Pastor Rajan comes, I want every eyes closed and make an altar of worship at your very place. Is there things in your life that have taken God's attention from you? Is there places in your life that you feel like, God, I shouldn't. This is not pleasing to you, God. This is not where I'm supposed to be. This morning, I want you to know the grace of God is more than enough to pull you closer to Him. His grace is more than enough to pull you closer to Him. When sin abounds, grace abounds more and more. Come on, respond to that invitation. Wherever you are right now, God, make it as your resolution this year, Lord. One thing, God, not to please man, not to please myself, but to please you, God. And let me start with a heart of worship. Let me come back to the heart of worship, to how big He is, how awesome He is, how good He is. You become like the person you worship. The more you surrender your heart in worship, oh, it pleases God. Like the Father looked at Jesus and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." You will begin to recognize the voice of the Father over your life. Come on, all.